from the rising of the sun till its setting in the west. God's holy name be praised. On the lips of children, by babies at the breast, God's holy name be praised. In the visions of old and the dreaming of the young, God's holy name be praised. In the banquet hall of heaven and the forgotten corners of our hearts, God's holy name be praised. Let all that has life and breath praise the Lord. Amen. We praise the Lord. Holy God, maker of all, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, Son of Mary, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, breath of life, have mercy on us. Let us in silence remember our own faults and failings. In the community of Christ Church and in the presence of all God's people, we confess to God that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved God, cared for God's world or respected God's people as we should. We own our responsibility and pray for God's pardon. This is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord. It is to be made ready for those who love him and who want to love him more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little, you who have been here often and you who have not been for a long time, you who have tried to follow and you who have failed. Come not because it is I who invite you, it is our Lord. It is his will that those who want him should meet him here. Now let us hear the story of how this sacrament began. On the night on which Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples. While they were eating, he took a piece of bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With the words, "This is my body, it is broken for you. Do this to remember me." Later he took a cup of wine, saying, "This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Drink from it, all of you, to remember me." So now, following Jesus' example and command, we take this bread and wine, the ordinary things of the world which Christ will make special. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us do so too. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. Gratitude, praise, hearts and voices lifted high, voices full and joyful, these, God, you deserve. For when we were nothing, you made us something. When we had no name and no faith and no future, you called us your children. When we had lost our way or turned away, you did not abandon us. When we came back to you, your arms opened wide in welcome. And look, you prepare a table for us, offering not just bread, not just wine, but your very self, so that we may be filled, forgiven, healed, blessed, and made new again. You are worth all our pain and all our praise. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, as we come to share the richness of your table, we cannot forget the rawness of the earth. We cannot take bread and forget those who are hungry. Your world is one world, and we are stewards of its nourishment. Give us again the joy of your help, and Lord, put our prosperity at the service of the poor. We cannot take wine and forget those who are thirsty. The ground and the rootless, the earth and its weary people cry out for justice. Lord, put our fullness at the service of the empty. We cannot hear your words of peace and forget the world at war, or if not at war, then preparing for it. Show us quickly, Lord, how to turn weapons into welcome signs and the lust for power into a desire for peace. We cannot celebrate the feast of your family and forget our divisions. We are one in spirit, but not in fact. History and hurt still dismember us. Lord, heal your church in every brokenness. For us you were born, for us you healed, preached, taught, and showed the way to heaven. For us you were crucified, and for us after death you rose again. Lord Jesus Christ, present with us now. For all that you have done and all that you have promised, what have we to offer? Our hands are empty. Our hearts are sometimes full of wrong things. We are not fit to gather up the crumbs from under your table. But with you is mercy and the power to change us. So as we do in this place, what you did in an upstairs room, send down your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine, that we may become for us your body, healing, forgiving, and making us whole. And that we may become for you your body, loving and caring in the world until your kingdom comes. Amen. Among friends gathered round a table, Jesus took bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body. It is broken for you." And later he took a cup of wine and said, "This is the new relationship with God, made possible because of my death. Take this, all of you, to remember me. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us your peace." Look, here is your Lord coming to you, in bread and in wine. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take, eat, and be filled. Turn again, O Lord, and give us life, that your people may rejoice in you. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. With your spirit of freedom, sustain us. May God forgive you, Christ befriend you, and the Spirit renew you and change your life. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your life into our hands. Now we put our lives into yours. Take us, renew you, and remake us. What we have been is past. What we shall be through you still awaits us. Lead us on. Take us with you. The cross, we shall take it. The bread, we shall break it. The pain, we shall bear it. The joy, we shall share it. The gospel, we shall live it. The love, we shall give it. The light, we shall cherish it. The darkness, God shall perish it. Amen.